We're 1 week away from Election Day in Arkansas, and it can start to feel like the lead up to that big test you've been procrastinating on studying for. Natural Election is here to help. The podcast is a production of KUAF and Ozarks at Large, and this week, Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth walks us through some of the strange titles you'll see on the ballot.
One of the biggest challenges voters face is election jargon. The words we encounter at the polls can often trip up even the most engaged of citizens. So I'm going to run through a few terms you might encounter that could be a bit confusing. Let's start with some of the positions that you're voting for. You'll likely know the high-profile positions like governor, state representative, senator, attorney general. But there are a few that you may see on the ballot that could leave you scratching your head. One you'll likely see is Commissioner of State Lands, or the Land Commissioner. This is one statewide position that essentially oversees state-owned property. They also have authority over certain historic preservation initiatives and the leasing of natural resources on state-owned land. Another commonly misunderstood position is Justice of the Peace. And these aren't glorified wedding officiants, but rather members of your quorum court, the legislative body for a county government. The justices meet monthly and are in charge of carrying out county-level duties like levying taxes, appropriating public funds, filling county office vacancies, and other administrative tasks. That leads to another confusing title, the county judge. So not a judge in the law and order sense. These officials essentially act as the chief executive officer of a county. They preside over the quorum court and are the custodians of county property and public buildings. Some other peculiar words come up before you even mark your ballot, like a ward, electoral districts that are determined by where you live in a town or city and used for local elections, or precincts, a further subdivision of an electoral district, often determining polling locations. Then there are terms like ballot measure, which is just a law, question, or issue that's put to a voter that you can approve or reject. For example, a bond issue when a government asks for voter approval for additional spending, often for a municipality or school district. This list isn't comprehensive, and the terms can be tricky. So I called up an expert to see how voters can ease some of that confusion and stay in the know.
So my name is Kayla Fletcher, and I currently am the education program coordinator at the Arkansas PBS station.
And before her job with Arkansas PBS, Kayla taught civics with Virtual Arkansas.
I took my first teaching position in May of 2016. And so that fall in August was not only my very first full-time teaching my own students, it was also an election year. And that semester I was teaching civics. And so I knew that I wanted to do something impactful. And I'm not sure a lot of people know, but in Arkansas, civics is typically taught at the ninth grade level. And personally, it makes it a little difficult to teach, 14, sometimes 15-year-olds, the importance of something like voting when they're not going to do it for 4 to 5 years. And so I knew I wanted to make it as relatable as possible. And so the wheels kind of started spinning on how do I teach them during an election year and connect it to civics and the standards that we're required to teach and make it impactful and teach them to really understand and hopefully it be something that they carry with them when it's time for them to actually vote.
She says teaching during the 2016 election led her to develop a toolkit for her middle and high school students that walked them through the voting process and one for parents and teachers on how to break down the elections and civics in a relatable way.
I think sometimes just political words in general can be confusing, especially depending on the education that they had growing up. And sometimes I think as adults, we, especially probably politicians, they use these fancy words that aren't broken down. Even just using words, like I know a lot of us like to assume that like we know what democracy or a democratic process means, but it's really not as simple as that. And so I think sometimes if we took a step back and explained what we, some of us may consider to be a very commonly used and understood word. If someone said, you know, this is what a democracy is, and this is what that the role that that plays in your voting, and this is why your vote can essentially matter, I think again, it's going to potentially make people feel more comfortable knowing what is needed to place their vote. I don't think you have to know every topic. I don't think you have to know every politician. I think it really is just being given the knowledge to empower yourself to then research further.
And she says the basics of teaching civics doesn't actually change that much from students to adults. In fact, she thinks adults may be less inclined to get informed out of anxiety or embarrassment. One of the major problems, she says, is that voters don't often talk about the things we don't know.
It kind of goes back to being in school where nobody wants to ask the hard question because they don't want to look stupid or silly or less than or not as knowledgeable. And so I think you're right. I think it's going to take people getting out and saying, hey, I didn't know this or I don't know this. Anybody else? And so if we can start to provide that type of platform for people to also say, oh, I didn't know that either. And if we can then teach each other, because we can learn so much from each other if we have conversations, if we can teach each other and empower each other, then there's going to be more people that at the very least feel more comfortable taking themselves to the polls and voting.
So if there's a word or position you don't understand come May 24th, don't be afraid to ask. The odds are you aren't the only one in the dark. You can find those voter toolkits called Assemble at myarkansaspbs.org/civics. And for more on specific definitions and the history of some of those Arkansas elected offices, you can visit encyclopediaofarkansas.net.
Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth co-hosts Natural Election and produces from the Karen Taha News Studio. You can find the whole study guide episode of Natural Election today on your podcast distributor of choice.